all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
It's the most important thing when you're working on your house, construction sites, bar mitzvahs, charity events. I'm talking about, where are your guests going to go to the bathroom? You need to make sure you call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. At R&R Sanitation, they're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. That's important because they take care of their customers. They'll drop it off and pick it up at a moment's notice. If you need it on the corner of a parade route, R&R Sanitation will do it. If you need it on top of, say, a bridge that's being built over the Mississippi River, R&R Sanitation will drop it off on top of that bridge. Construction sites, weddings, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, work done on the house. The most important thing, the porta potty. 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, the only local union company on the Missouri side of the river. They're less expensive, they're bigger, they're service better, they're just better. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show with Drs. Dan Gagliotti and Nick Barnes, Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 till 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
Hey, what happened to the Pinions Playhouse song? Well, we only play it when Frank is actually here.
This is it.
He's not today. He's not today. He's off, but he will be back tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. That's how committed he is to you. He's working a full three-day week. And then I'll fill in again and do the show on Friday. Happy to be here. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And yes, even though it's not Friday, we are going to play the Harris Challenge. And so let's open up the phone lines now for anybody who has not played in the last 30 days at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. It's a bonus edition of the Harris Challenge, and it's brought to you by Auric. And with Auric Home Centers all over the St. Louis area, no excuse for you not to get a great new vacuum cleaner to replace the old one that you have that doesn't do the job anymore. You know, the one that makes that wheezing sound every time you turn it on, the high-pitched sound that makes the dog run in circles? That's not a good thing. When the dog starts running in circles when you turn on the vacuum cleaner, that's a signal you need a new vacuum cleaner, like the new Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner or something else from the Auric line. Auric Home Centers, locally owned and operated and all throughout the St. Louis area. All right, let's go right to our first contestant today. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul.
Welcome to the Big 550, and for those of you who don't listen on Friday afternoons, let me just explain that the Harris Challenge is the only place in broadcasting where the consumer gets to exploit the public airwaves with something we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Dan, you can shout out to the family, you can suck up to the boss in the hopes that it gets you a promotion, or if you really were prescient, you would have worked out a commercial endorsement with some big company and turned this into dollars in your pocket. So the 5 seconds are yours for whatever you want to do.
For all your scaffolding needs, call Ace Rental 771-7222.
See, right there. That would be your endorsement right there. Nicely done. Let's turn on that semi-random category computer. I push the button and it says, hey, it's not Friday on the display. No, it's not. But it does have the questions and categories. We will not have the regular Friday category, have you been paying attention today? That will return on Friday. Here are the categories that came spilling out. Category one is other Oscars, kind of in honor of Oscar Tavares, the rookie Cardinals outfielder who died this weekend. We have Vultures, Most Valuable Movie Stars, or category three, Hail to the Chief. And the reason we don't have the have you been paying attention is because we just did it on Friday, and there hasn't been enough stuff in the last couple of days, Dan. So which of those categories would you like?
Let's play Hail to the Chief.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Dan five questions here, a one-pointer, two-pointer, three, four, and five-pointer. And he'll do the best he can to answer them in 60 seconds. When the buzzer sounds, I will tally up his points. And if he's gotten more than half the points, eight or better, he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize
package! All right, Paul. We have, from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah. They
By the way,
two locations.
I haven't mentioned this in a while. When you go into Old Town Donuts, ask for the maple bacon donuts, and you will thank me later.
Oh, my goodness. There's two locations, one in Florissant, and there's one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werrenberg Theater. We have free movie passes. You might want to go see The Judge or maybe John Wick. There's also the Glenn Campbell documentary coming out, which opens this coming weekend.
I believe that's right, yeah.
You know,
I want to see that, but I kind of don't want to see it because it's about him having Alzheimer's and going on tour and, performing and having trouble remembering things.
Yeah.
His family members are on stage with him. But here's a guy who had a music career that goes back to, he toured with the Beach Boys, with the original Beach Boys in the early 60s and was a session musician in California. So I think I probably want to see it, but I'm poised for it to be kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. Or here's something that'll lift your spirits.
Yes.
A free bowling party.
Hey.
Right there. In the pocket, right there. We have 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane. One large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company, and that's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant, or you might want to choose Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
So, Dan, you'll get your choice of those, and if you get them all right, all 15 points, you'll win every one of our prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, your category is Hail to the Chief, Dan. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president's wife was named Dolly?
Madison.
Correct. Which future U.S. president presided over the first constitutional convention in 1787?
Monroe.
George Washington.
Washington.
Who was president of the U.S. the last time a wedding took place at the White House?
Harding.
Bill Clinton, 1994.
Oh, that's right.
Which U.S. president threw the switches for the lights at the first Major League Baseball game played at night?
Woodrow Wilson.
FDR, 1935. Who was the first U.S. president to die in office?
Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. Harrison.
If this were Jeopardy, Alex Trebek would say, I need more information. But since it's not, and I'm in a good mood, I'm going to tell you, William Henry Harrison.
Is the
correct answer. By the way, in 1994, it was Hillary's brother Tony Rodham who married Nicole Boxer, who's now...
Oh, man, that's a trick question.
Well, there was a wedding that took place at the White House. That was the question.
Yeah, but he wasn't a president. I mean, that's not fair.
I didn't ask you who was the last president to get married.
You were being nice to him, and now he's arguing with you.
You know what? Screw the Harrison. I think when you said Harrison, you meant Benjamin Harrison, and you don't get the points. Doesn't matter either way, Dan. You didn't get seven. You didn't get 8 points. And on this show, if you get seven or less, I do have to punish you. You understand that I don't want to do this, but we're a federally licensed facility.
Yeah, right.
We have to follow all federal guidelines set down by the Federal Communications Commission. And as your punishment today, We brought out a man who I think is generally acclaimed as the greatest performer of all time, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. Now, what you may not know is that Sammy sometimes took instrumental songs and added words to them that actually didn't exist. Here's an example. Yes, it's the theme to Hawaii Five-O, which they're still using.
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea, I will think of something to do. I'll be on the lookout for you, and I'll find you. You can count on me.
Okay. Oh, it's the chorus coming in there, Dan. We always talk about they bring in the chorus to make him sound better.
That was pretty good.
I dig that, man.
Yeah.
I dig that.
You know what the agent said at the end of that? I'm not going to book him, Dano. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good weekend, Dan. Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Roman.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you.
If anyone's interested in taking up skydiving or just doing a tandem, come down to Fly Free Skydiving at the Festus Memorial Airport, and we will take care of you.
Okay. By take care of, you mean provide you with a parachute and shove you out of the plane?
And a safe landing. All that to get all that for about $210.
You know what? Not bad. Okay. Here are the categories. Other Oscars, Vultures, Most Valuable Movie Stars, or our new third category, Classic Rock Trios. This one in honor of the late Jack Bruce, who with Clapton and Ginger Baker made up Cream in the 60s. He died this weekend of liver disease at age 71. So which one of those categories would you like?
Let's do Classic Rock Trios.
Okay, Roman, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What band is made up of two guys with long beards and one guy named Beard?
ZZ Top.
Correct. Which band's album American Idiot was turned into a Broadway show? Which late 60s guitarist had a great experience working with bassist Noel Redding and drummer Mitch Mitchell?
Jimi Hendrix.
That's Jimi Hendrix experience, is right. Which rockabilly band was made up of Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom?
Pass.
What were the first names of the two guys who worked with Sting in The Police?
I have no idea. Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Which band's album, American Idiot, was turned into a Broadway show?
The Three Amigos.
Green Day. Which rockabilly band was made up of Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom?
Slim Jim and the Phantom.
The Stray Cats. And the other two guys in The Police besides Sting?
Rick and Dan.
Rick and Dan is a really bad guess. It was Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers.
Oh, man.
So you got ZZ Top for one, Jimi Hendrix for three, and Sammy Davis Jr. for the block.
Bring it on. And don't you let them get you up against the wall. Because I'll be there to catch you, and I won't let you fall.
Mr. Candy, man.
Call me if they hit you below. Call me when there's nowhere to go, and I'll be
All right, you're going to have to skip ahead because there's the instrumental section there. But, Roman, thanks for playing. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And here's contestant number three. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Public service announcement. Everybody be careful this Halloween.
Okay. I have an additional one. Everybody be careful Thursday.
That's good.
Which category would you like? Other Oscars, Vultures, Most Valuable Movie Stars, or our new third category, World Geography?
I'll go World Geography. Not very confidently. How about that?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What continent is the island of Madagascar closest to? Mark? Mark, did we lose you?
Australia?
No,
Australia.
Africa. Two-pointer, which country on the European continent is furthest west?
I...
See, we're having phone problems
Australia?
Here.
Australia?
and then he dropped off completely. Yeah. I hate when that happens to somebody.
Mark.
What do you want to do as the judge here? You want to open up another line?
I'll punish him. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS, since Mark's phone died. He can come back on if he wants, right? Mm-hmm. If he calls back?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Or if not, we'll have somebody take his place.
And we can pick it up?
Yeah, we'll pick it up right there. Yeah. Or our next contestant could take that category knowing the correct answer to one of them already.
There you go.
Jeff, that could be you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Plug my brother-in-law's company. If you want 24 hours... Fresh breath, use Smart Mouth mouthwash.
Okay. So do you want to pick up the World Geography category, or do you want to do other Oscars, or do you want to do Vulture's Most Valuable Movie Stars?
Let's go ahead and do Geography, just because I think I knew those answers.
Okay.
Well, I knew the first one anyway.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. So what continent is the island of Madagascar closest to?
Africa.
Wow. Which country on the European continent is furthest west?
I will guess Iceland.
Portugal. Which U.S. state borders four of the five Great Lakes?
Michigan.
Correct. For 1 point each, name three Central American countries between Mexico and Colombia.
Mexico and Colombia. Panama.
Yep.
Costa Rica.
Yep.
Ecuador?
Nope. I'll tell you the rest in a second, but here's your five-pointer. Which Australian city is closest to Tasmania? Melbourne, Sydney, or Brisbane?
Let's go with Brisbane.
Correct answer is Melbourne. So let's see how you did here. You got one for Africa, three for Michigan, and one each for Costa Rica and Panama. The others, by the way, were Belize, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Ecuador doesn't work because it's in South America.
America, yep.
Mark, a total of only 6 points for you.
And believe me, we do not want to do this.
Thank you very much. Here, here is Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. for a third time.
And if they all desert you, and you start to bend, you know I won't let them hurt.
Okay, I can actually see the diamond rings on the hand holding the microphone, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much. Okay, contestant number four now, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just watched a great game at Lutheran South, and go Lancers, baseball, fall ball.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that they lost.
But, oh, no, they won.
Oh, they won. They won.
Yeah, they won.
Oh, good for them. That's why you're in such a good mood.
Right.
All right, two categories left here. Other Oscars or Vulture's Most Valuable Movie Stars?
I'll try the Vulture's Most Valuable Movie Stars. I'm not sure what that's about.
Okay,
but
Vulture is an entertainment website, and today, just earlier today, they came out with their listing of the most valuable movie stars by combining box office potential and social media potential and all the other things that go into making you the most valuable movie stars in the world. Here we go, Cheryl, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actress is at the top of the list and has been nominated for an Oscar almost every year since her breakout performance in Winter's Bone?
Pass.
Which actor slipped to number two even though he's still part of the Avengers franchise and the star of the current movie, The Judge? You want to pass?
I'll pass.
Which star of The Great Gatsby and The Wolf of Wall Street is number three on Vulture's list?
Robert Downey Jr. is the other one, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Both correct. Which actor's movies in the last 5 years have all debuted with $20 million weekends, including his latest, The Equalizer?
I'll pass.
Who rocketed to 20th place on the list after a year that included American Hustle and playing Lois Lane in the latest Superman movie?
Jennifer. No.
Well, if you had said Jennifer Lawrence there, I actually would have given you 1 point because she was the correct answer for the 1 point question, the Winter's Bone question. It was Amy Adams who was in American Hustle and played Lois Lane, and Denzel Washington is the Equalizer.
Oh, darn.
Still playing now at a theater near you. Cheryl, bad news.
Uh-oh.
2 plus 3 is only 5.
Uh-oh.
A quadruple punishment Monday.
You can count on me.
Standing ovation from the crowd here in Vegas.
Well, thanks for letting me play.
All right, Cheryl, have a great week. Thank you very much. Antonio is our final contestant today. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have much to say. Hello to my lovely wife, Stephanie. And although I love Hawaii 5-0, hopefully we don't have to hear that again.
Well, let me just say that the hopes and dreams of a nation lie on your shoulders right now, Antonio.
Right.
It has been about 6 weeks since we had a quintuple punishment day.
Uh-oh.
I will tell you that Dan likes the more we punish somebody because it means we don't give any prizes away and he doesn't have to do paperwork.
Right.
But I want you to spoil that for him. Okay?
That's
right. All right. The category is other Oscars. As I mentioned, we lost Oscar Tavares, 22-year-old outstanding Cardinals rookie outfielder in a car accident last night. This is about other people named Oscar. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Oscar has a green body and lives in a trash can on TV?
Oscar the Grouch.
Correct. Which Oscar was recently found guilty of culpable homicide in the death of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember his name. I'll pass for now.
Which Oscar was played in the movie by Walter Matthau and on TV by Jack Klugman?
Oscar, pass.
Which Oscar was one of the most renowned clothing designers in the world until his death last week?
Oscar De La Renta.
Correct. Which Oscar created some of America's favorite musicals with partner Richard Rodgers?
Do not know that one.
Rodgers and?
Yeah.
All right, we're back. We're back to the Oscar who was found guilty of culpable homicide in the death of his girlfriend.
Man, I cannot believe I do not remember his name. I don't think I got it.
I was going to try and help you, but I couldn't remember either.
His nickname is the Blade Runner. His name is Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius.
Walter Matthau and Jack Klugman both played Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple. And Richard Rodgers wrote all those musicals with Oscar Hammerstein.
All right.
The hopes and dreams of a nation dashed.
Died.
With a 4 and a 1 for only 5 points. And yes, Sammy is back. Okay, that's enough. I can't take it. I you know what? I hate the quintuple punishment days because I have the headphones on and they're cranked up. So that's all we're going to do today, Antonio. We'll play another Harris Challenge on Friday, and you'll get a chance after another month goes by, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Yes, the Harris Challenge airs normally Fridays right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. Brought to you by Oric, locally owned and operated and all throughout the St. Louis area. Go in into the Oric Home Center and ask about the new Oric Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner.
Meep, meep.
And here's a real groovy cat to get you home, babe.
What happened to your voice?
Rush. I don't know. Here's the Candyman himself, Tim Weiland, to give you traffic.
But you got to give me the I dig you.
I dig you, man.
Yeah, there
man.
You go.
I've got my eye on you.
That's right. Oh, boy, they're still trying to recover from that earlier accident on westbound 40. Things are jamming up from Compton out through McCausland. A little bit heavy now between Highway 270 out through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 270 is slowing McDonald through through Highway 170. On westbound 44, a little bit heavy as you are on either side of Bowles Avenue, and then on southbound 270, we're running slow from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry, a little bit heavy between 44 and Graboy. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. You now have 3 ways to become a millionaire with the Monopoly Millionaires Club lottery game from the Missouri Lottery. Get the details at playmmc.com and play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discount supply.
Warning! The Granite Busters Fall Countertop Clearance is almost over. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at granitebusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st. 2014.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the re-soiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotch Guard protection absolutely free.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family run, family operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area. To the prompt, courteous staff, they've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less and is conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals. Or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
The Breeders' Cup, 13 races, $26 million in purses. Friday morning, join me, Jay Randolph, and renowned handicapper Doug Knackman for the Breeders' Cup seminars. We'll be on the air at 11 and then again at 7. That's Friday evening here on the Big 550. The handicapping seminars are proudly presented by Taco Bell, Del Mar Gardens, and Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the Cup races.
That's the theme song for Mr. Mike Evans, who is brought to you every day at this time by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Now's a great time to stop into the Smokehouse, get some stuff to take home, make for dinner, or let them make it and you eat it at home. Or if you want to go for a fine sit-down meal, Annie Gunn's right next door. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof of Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse in the Chesterfield Valley. And now from Southern California, let's bring in Mr. Mike Evans.
I'll give it in.
Don't forget that they are closed on Mondays.
That's correct.
They are closed. I know it's correct. They just said it. Come on, man. How about a pop quiz question?
All right, let's start with that.
All right, Dan. Anyway.
Nope.
Pop quiz question. Lady Gaga moved into her $23 million Malibu home this weekend. What feature does Gaga say that was really the deciding factor to buy it? Rooftop Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Oh, I want one of those.
A bowling alley.
Ian wants one of those.
50 yards, private beach. 500-seat theater. Answer in a minute. Scoop, is it true? Russian President Vladimir Putin is dying of pancreatic cancer. This is according to a well-placed Washington, D.C. source. I'm just the messenger just passing it along. Don't know. Love Nuggets. Looks like Mariah Carey. To name names of famous women that Nick Cannon hooked up with that led to their divorce. This thing could get ugly. Ashton Kutcher loves being a dad, changes more of his daughter's diapers than Mila Kunis, the mama. And Ashton always gets up and gets the baby when time for the baby to nurse, brings the baby back to bed for Mila to nurse.
Mm-hmm.
That's so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
That's
got a
what,
couple
that's,
of New York
Post
headlines.
Do.
First, story about a convict who was sentenced to 15 years, but, or shall I say, however.
And there's always a however in life.
The court clerk only typed five, forgot to put the one in front of the five. Convict was released after 5 years, 10 years early. New York Post headline screamed, the one that got away. See the end there? And between before and after pictures of Renee Zellweger showing her massive plastic surgery, headline screamed, what the tuck? I liked it. What the tuck? Hollywood date in history, October 27, 1955. The movie Rebel Without a Cause debuted. All three major stars died. Early tragic deaths that starred in that movie. James Dean in a car crash, Nick Adams, drug overdose, Natalie Wood, mysterious drowning. Little known Natalie Wood fact, when Natalie attended Van Nuys High School, she dated two fellow students, Robert Redford and Hall of Fame pitcher Don Drysdale.
Wow, lucky guys.
Really. And on this date in 1858, 26th President Teddy Roosevelt was born, which reminds me, Ken Burns' film about both the Roosevelts, Teddy and Franklin, on PBS a couple weeks ago was the best biopic series I've ever seen. You can buy the 14-hour CD. It is 4 stars. And about this time, right up through Christmas, I try to give you occasionally good Christmas gift suggestions that have a Hollywood twist to them. This is my first one of the year. The Roosevelt, the PBS 14-hour special on the Roosevelt.
Okay.
Great gift.
Yeah, my wife liked that a lot.
Fantastic. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And finally.
No.
Fakwa's question, Lady Gaga moved into her $23 million Malibu home this weekend. What feature did she say would really put it over the top? She decided she had to have it. Olympic-sized swimming pool on the roof, 500-seat theater, bowling alley, private beach, 50 yards of private beach.
I'm going to go private beach. Dan?
I'm going to go bowling alley.
I'll say bowling alley.
Answer's bowling alley. I can't see you.
We're Gaga, I didn't even, in tune with Gaga.
Yeah, we are.
I'm sure you're proud of that. Mike yes. Evans brought to you by Andy Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Closed today, back open again tomorrow and the other days of the week. You're on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh.
And now.
Uh-oh.
And now.
Something didn't fire.
This Awkward Silence brought to you by Ian.
I like that.
Ian, maker of Awkward Silences for over 16 years.
I like that. When you hear it, when something happens like that, there's a little silence, a little dead air. You hear Ian going, oh.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Aurora, Colorado. This is one of the best knucklehead stories I've seen in weeks. It's the story of a guy who was backing his van out of his driveway yesterday morning when he dropped his lit cigarette down the front of his jacket. Now, you guys have both smoked.
Yes.
Did you ever do this? You're driving and you drop the cigarette while you're driving?
Yes, but not down.
No, not in the jacket, though.
Not in the jacket.
Or inside the shirt?
No.
Well, this guy, to avoid being burned, jumped out of the van. Now, he's just backing out of the driveway. He jumps out of the van, but it keeps rolling backwards and knocks him to the ground. And he's in a configuration where the front tire then rolls over his own head.
Oh!
A relative who was in the passenger seat jumped out, picked the driver up, put him in the passenger seat, and drove him to a local hospital where the guy's in critical condition, but he's expected to be okay. Alcohol, not a suspected factor in the crash. Police say they can't file any charges. But there's a lesson for you kids who smoke. Don't wear a jacket.
Yeah,
I think that's the lesson.
Let's go shirtless.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yeah.
No,
shirtless.
Shirtless smoking in the car.
Yes, exactly.
That's our lesson. In Eugene, Oregon, Justin Lewis was run over twice in the same day by the same woman in the same car. The woman is his girlfriend, Jessica Blell, and they were having a fight near the Buckley House, a detox center for alcohol and drugs. Jessica allegedly hit Justin with the car, then drove away. He ran after the car, couldn't catch up. A family member then took him to the hospital. 4 hours later, he's leaving the hospital, and he sees Jessica's car at a donut shop, and he goes over to the car to talk to her, but when she sees him behind him, she backs up and rides over him again. Fortunately, she then changed her mind about him and gave him a ride to the hospital, where he was evaluated by medical staff for a second time, and the police were called, and they arrested Jessica for second-degree assault, hit-and-run, other vehicular charges, as well as warrants for 2 counts of being a felon in possession of a weapon and unlawful possession of ecstasy.
Oh.
In Albany, New York, Alvin Cross Jr. was sentenced to 2 years in jail after accidentally texting his probation officer a message. And here was the message that Alvin sent his probation officer. You got any weed? Authorities responded by raiding his home and seizing no weed. But they did find a large bag of cocaine. He pleaded guilty to coke possession last Monday. He's going to get a year in jail, and by the way, an extra year for violating probation. Next, we go to Lidköping, Sweden, where a man whose parents gave their vacation home to his brother is accused of causing $98,000 in damage to the building with a chainsaw. He was so unhappy that the building went to his brother, the vacation home went to his brother, he chopped it down, destroyed the home's facade, the interior, and several electronic devices inside. Also cut down 20 trees, because you've got a chainsaw. Why not go for the trees as well? Trees that were in the vacation home's garden. And then he stole a heater from the bathroom. And, well, the whole thing went to court last week where he was charged with serious damage and theft. Police say that the man told investigators that he hadn't committed a crime because he had helped build the home and planted the trees. Nope, not going. He's still in jail. And in Mankato, Minnesota, we finished with the story of Riley Swearingen, who was on leave from the Air Force and went out drinking downtown Saturday night. Everybody knows downtown Mankato is the place to go, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so he was there until the bars closed, and then he joined a bunch of other people in the drunk bus, which will take you home. Nice public service to have the drunk bus. When Riley sat down on the drunk bus, he sat behind a police sergeant in uniform. And that's when Riley decided to give the cop a little something. A wet willy in both ears.
Oh.
He licked a finger in each hand and inserted them into each of the sergeant's ears. Cop turned around and arrested him immediately. Charged him with assaulting a police officer with bodily fluids. Those charges dropped in exchange for a guilty plea, which included an apology. Quote, I thought it would be incredibly funny to give a police officer a wet willy. I was sorely mistaken. I'm incredibly sorry for what I did. I never thought I'd go to jail for the weekend, but he did. 3 days behind bars, $77 in court costs. And Riley joins the roster of today's knuckleheads in the news here on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank will be back tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. On behalf of Tim and Ian and Dan and all of us here who work on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And we're going to get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you're still running pretty slow on westbound 40, and it is getting better. It's a little west of Compton now out through McCausland, but you are slowing from 270 through Mason. Southbound 270 just has some pockets from Highway 40 down through Highway 44. It looks like westbound 44 just a little slowdown now from about Berry Road through Big Bend. We're looking at eastbound 270 heavy from Lindbergh through 170. You're all thinned out downtown. And that's about it. Everything else is looking pretty well. And this traffic report is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single-vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim Holder, reminding you to listen to Soccer Weekly during the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, tomorrow evening on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
Jim Powers here. Make sure to tune in to the big sports show, 6:30 to 9 tomorrow night for the Powers Perspective. We'll let you know which prep football teams are rising, scuffling, and break down the area's best players on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-719-2090. That's 800-719-2090. Don't wait. Call 800-719-2090.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
We were absolutely stunned to learn this news last night.
Cardinals GM John Mozeliak talked publicly about Oscar Tavares' death in a car crash, how the team is coping with the news, and what fans are doing to remember him.
Three burglars hitting two West County communities. How police say they are finding their targets.
St. Louis startup companies are pulling in some big investment dollars, why they're finding it easier than ever before.
Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. First at 6, the Cardinals general manager speaking publicly today about the death of Oscar Tavares.
John Mozeliak spoke to reporters on a conference call from the Dominican Republic. Tavares and his girlfriend both died yesterday near his hometown in the Dominican Republic.